This call is being recorded.
Okay, I'll start again. I'll put it on the other speaker. Thank you. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body, and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved goddess of purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, by the power and light of 1,000 suns, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of your chakra centers, those wheels of force, wheels of energy within your etheric body, and how the chakras align along your spinal cord from just below your feet to above, just above the top of your head. 9 chakras that have become activated or reactivated within each and every one of you. And starting from the bottom up, focus on your Earth Star chakra, just below your feet, and how that is your connection to Gaia. And see that as a deep brown color. Earth brown color. Then moving up to your root chakra, the base of your spine, red, bright ruby red. To the next, orange. To your solar plexus area, bright brilliant yellow. To your heart center, the midpoint between the 4 upper chakras and the 4 lower, or that balance point. Your heart center being deep blue green. Just above your heart center, the high heart center, magenta. And to your throat area, sky blue. The third eye in the middle of your forehead, purple or indigo, to the crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver, and then your soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on each of these chakra centers and that respective color in each chakra, as you raise the intensity of each of the colors to the highest intensity it can be, you are raising the vibration within that chakra itself. And as you raise the vibration within each and every chakra, you are raising the vibration of your entire etheric body, as well as your astral body and your physical body as well. So as you focus on the raising of the vibration within each and every one of those chakra centers and bring them all together now, merge them all into one, into the soul star chakra. And feel as you move it, or as you merge all of these chakras together, feel the higher vibration within those chakras now, or within now your soul star chakra, which has now become your Merkaba light vehicle, or your light body. And move your conscious knowing self into that light body. And you might see that light body or your Merkaba as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. That is often how it has been depicted. So feel yourself, your conscious self, moving into that light body or that Merkaba light vehicle. And just as it is a vehicle of travel, let yourself begin to rise up away from your physical body, leaving your physical form behind, going up with your astral and your etheric body, and now in your light body, and rise up, up, up through the roof of the building that you're in, up and through the sky, through the clouds, to you pass the Earth's atmosphere and become aware of the planets of the solar system, the great sun of this solar system, the solar logos, as well as the millions of our ships that are out here. What I want you to do now is focus on those ships, but not the physicality of those ships, although many of them are in physical form, just not in the third dimensional, but are in various states of consciousness, various states of dimensional frequency, and focus on all of those ships as a collective, not each individual one, although you can focus on one if you wish, but focus on the connection of all of them as one, and feel the love that comes from them. Know that as your conscious knowing self in your light body, you have your emotional body, which is your astral body, within you. So you can feel the connection to the ships, and to the beings on the ships, and feel their love, their understanding and sense of oneness, how they know that they are connected to you, just as you are connected to them. And again, the immense love that we all have for you. You, as a human being on the planet Earth or Gaia, how we are all connected together. Feel that love now. Feel it penetrating into your light body. Feel the oneness. We are all connected together. Allow that feeling to wash over you and within you. Immense love. With this immense love, know that you are not forgotten. Not a single individual soul on the planet has been forgotten. For all are connected as one together. Now, take that love that you are feeling and send it down as an energy to the planet, to the Christ consciousness grid or the crystalline grid. Let that love, that oneness, move through the crystalline grid, all around the planet, so that anyone now, anyone that is on the planet that connects to this grid, can feel the love from all of us in our ships. Just as you can feel the love at a deeper level, each one that connects to this grid can also feel that love, even if it is not a conscious knowing of it. But it is penetrating their emotional body, their astral body. Let this love and this higher consciousness of oneness, let it surround the planet now. See it as light filaments, however you depict this. See it, but more than that, feel it. Know that it is spreading now across the entire planet, to all areas of the planet, as light. Light spreading everywhere, to every dark corner. And light always illuminates the dark. Where there was darkness, there is light. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical body, bringing your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, your astral and etheric body, back into your physical form. But as you come back in, bring that light back in with you, that light, that love, that oneness. Bring it back in with you. Feel it throughout your body now, throughout your physical form. Light traveling everywhere in your body, to every single corner, nook and cranny of your body, to every part of your body that might be feeling any kind of pain. Just let the light wash over that pain. Let it wash over that sore muscle or whatever might be causing you pain, a nerve ending. Feel the light connecting those nerve endings now. Where there is light, where there is love, true, unconditional love for yourself and for others, there can be no pain or suffering. Feel it moving into every part of your body, bringing relief, bringing healing, bringing light. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Ashtar, and I come to be with you at this time to bring a sense of hope. That is what I come for in these moments, to bring hope. For you all to know that you have not been forgotten. You as an individual, you as a collective, We are all so much aware of you and so much in love with all of you. You are messengers, the ones that have come here to bring the light, to bring the message of light, of love, of connectedness, of higher consciousness. You all are the messengers of light, bringing the Christ consciousness down to the planet, connecting once again to the grid, the crystalline and Christ consciousness grid. All of this is connected together, and we are all connected together as one. So you need to understand that as you keep moving through your daily lives, waiting for something to happen. But you don't understand or you don't realize that it is already happening. Everything is already in process. The great plan, the great universal plan, Creator's plan, cannot be stopped. It can be changed here and there, yes, certainly, but it cannot be stopped. So it is going at full speed ahead, just maybe not your speed, but the Creator's speed. That's what you need to understand. We are all in this together, working on this together. And when we are not there physically with you, we are there in spirit with you, always. For you see, so many of you are our brothers and sisters. In our families, we have been together so many times before. I, as Ashtar, I know each and every one of you in various ways, just as you know me, just as you know Yeshua as Sananda, and you know Archangel Michael, and so on and so on. We have a connection together, families together. And your families, many of you have families on the ships that are out here, just waiting. Waiting for the time that we can be together once again, knowing that it has been thousands and thousands of your earth years where we have been apart from each other at a physical level, but never at a spiritual level. We have always been together at that level. And you and your higher selves are together with us. So it is just a matter of you, the one, the personality that is you, connecting again to your higher God self. And then you are connected to each of us at a more physical level. So, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, hope. Hope is everywhere if you but reach for it. Is always there, and know that you have not been forgotten ever. So continue to trust in yourselves, trust in each other, trust in all of us that are part of the great alliance that is here to assist mankind to move through this entire transition. And through the ascension process, we are all here together to help you. Maybe it is not fully the help that you want. For all of you, most of you at least, want to see us in the skies, want to know that we are there at a physical level. But it is still, as of yet, only for those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. But we are calling to you. We have been calling to you in various ways, certainly on these calls each and every Sunday when you come together. We are calling to you through various sources that come to you and bring these messages to you. And what are these messages all about? They are about hope. They are about reaching higher and higher into the level of consciousness within you, that higher level of consciousness within you that is all within your reach. You just need to reach for it each and every day, each and every moment. Reach for that higher part of yourself, for it is there. It is always there, always has been there. It is just out of your believing reach. But as you have heard many times, believe it and you will see it. That is so true. For if you practice that more and more, to believe and then you see, rather than having to see to believe, because it is your friends, your families that are still in the having to see it to believe it stage. And as long as they are in that stage, then they do not fully see the light through the darkness. They only see the darkness. But that darkness is receding even more and more, even to those that do not yet have the eyes to see. For their eyes, their third eye, is more and more beginning to open, just as yours has opened up more and more fully. And the more your third eye opens, the more you are able to see beyond the physical reality of the third dimensional illusion. Yes, indeed, it is both an illusion and a reality at the same time. But if you fully believe that it is an illusion and is not the reality, then it opens you up to the reality of the higher frequency dimensions of the fourth and fifth dimension. That is where you are all headed now. Open your eyes, open your third eye to see beyond the beyond, see beyond the veil that is in reality no longer there, only for those that still perceive it. I am Ashtar, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to hold on to that hope. Hope that there is a brighter, that there are brighter days ahead for all.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to one of the serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to entertain. And we use that term purposefully here to entertain your questions, to be able to provide answers for you in various ways, various things that you have been wondering about. For it is in the question that you receive the answers. So always question what is occurring in your world, and you will then find the answers in that question. We are ready now for your questions.
This is Linda. I have a question, please.
Yes.
As Ashtar was just talking to us about hope and giving us hope, it reminded me of the story, the legend of Pandora's box, and how all emotions were freed from the box, but hope was left behind. Can you explain to us where that story or legend came from?
That was from long time ago in your times of Atlantis, in the closing or the coming down of Atlantis. When those that were working on altering life, altering DNA forms and all of this, and they delved into the mysteries further than they needed to go, or they should have gone in a sense here. And they opened that box to various things that they were not quite ready for yet.
And then there was the darkness that came upon the land at that time by opening that box, that proverbial box here, we will say here. For there was not truly a box, but it was the opening to the mysteries that they were not ready to delve into at that time. You see? Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We do not add to this.
Very good. Was this understandable to you?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, so piggybacking on Linda's question, is that somewhat in the same kind of alignment as CERN in Switzerland and opening portals, et cetera? And is there any chance that the same? No, I mean, of course not. But CERN, is that similar to what happened in Atlantis, the same type of individuals doing that type of thing?
Most assuredly, because those that are doing those things now were the same ones that were doing those experiments back in those times. For they did not learn the lesson, you see. So
yes,
they are doomed to continue the lesson over and over and over until they learn it, you see.
Yes.
This is what you call karma. And what goes around comes around. And they continue the same pattern over and over, and they are delving into it again. Also in terms of working with DNA and changing your DNA processes through that so-called vaccine that was brought out. That was the same thing again, to alter the life as you know it here, as Creator set it forth. It is all about delving into, again, the mysteries that they are not ready to delve into. For you must be at a higher consciousness level to be able to work freely with these types of mysteries, you see? Shoshana,
yes, but go ahead. But this time they will not be Atlantis. Sunk, but we're having a different outcome this time. They will not succeed, I'm pretty darn sure, right?
We will say they have already failed. Therefore, giving hope again. Yes. Shoshana, do you have anything?
We can share a little bit on this. May we share, dear sister?
Of course.
Dear sister, the CERN project is no longer. It has been completely shut down. It is a failure. So we do not have to be concerned about that. That part of the third dimensional program has ceased. Also, as you say, as one who served has said, they have failed. The failure is not through their own failure. The failure has come because man is waking up. The consciousness of man is ratcheting up as we speak. And all of the what is so-called malarkey that has occurred, the idea of DNA altering and vaccines to kill the population off, the members of your globe have woken up. They are awake. They know what is going on, and that is what will stop the progress, the consciousness of man. Namaste.
We will add here that it appears that there are leaders across your planet here that are of the darkness, of the cabal, but there are many that appear that way but are not. You see, they are part of the alliance. They are just putting on the show here. That is all we can say on that. But it is something for you to contemplate here. We are ready for our next question, if there is.
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead. You go first.
Yes.
Thank you. For many, many years in the dream state, I have experienced voices calling out to me and waking me up lots of the times. And the voices are male and female, and some feel like they need help. They're calling for help, or other voices are just soothing and calling my name, sort of like trying to wake me up. Or I've had that experience over and over and over with various voices calling my name, and I just want more understanding of that, please.
I think that you have already answered your question in that they are calling your name. They are calling out to you. And what is it they are attempting to do, you might ask? They are reaching out to you to, as you have already said, to wake you up, to let you know that you are not alone, that you are a part of the collective. We will not say which collective this is. We cannot go into that at this point. But it has to do with councils, you see. Councils beyond this realm, beyond your third dimensional illusionary realm here, that you are a part of. So they are reaching out to you to hopefully wake you up from your third dimensional consciousness slumber, which you have in many respects done so, but there is still more to go. That is what we can say. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We can share a perspective on this, if we may share, dear sister.
Yes.
The voices that are calling to you are a reverberation of your own soul. They are a collective of you. They are those that have been you. They are those that unite with you as one, you see. It is all a reverberation, a recollection of where you have been, who you are, and what to do next, you see. So it is up to you. That is a complex answer, we know, but it is up to you to decide what they are saying to you and what action you will take, if any, to move forward as they call out to you. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
Yes, dear ones. This is Lorelei. I'm questioning how, I know you've said before that, for instance, a clone is sort of like, you consider it like a doll. But I had some questions about that. Like, so for instance, Bill Clinton, as we understand it, it's just an example, is not alive, but there are clones of him. So those clones, have they literally like been programmed with the way that Bill Clinton thought and his outlooks and all of that, such that the clone just goes around in life thinking it is Bill Clinton? Or is there somebody from the outside that is like into the program controlling it? You know, or is it just that they are the same people that control Bill Clinton, so to speak, control the clone because that's how Bill Clinton, you know, was set up? I'm just curious how they're being manipulated.
We will say here, we will not speak about each individual one here, as you have given a name here, but we will say in general that these ones that are cloned do believe they are the real one. But there is also that process of how they can be programmed by those that are the programmers here, you see. So mm-hmm. It is a combination here. But the one that is the clone does believe they are the real thing, you see.
Oh, yeah, and so the person doesn't have to, the person who actually cloned them is really not involved in moving them around then. They could not even be on the planet.
That is correct.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
I do not.
Very good.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions here before we release Chima?
Yes, this is Cheryl. I have a question.
Yes.
So I am continuing to experience parallel lives to the extreme in my dream state, which makes me wonder, is there a particular reason for this, or is it just me remembering everything as I go through the ascension process?
We would say, we would think Shoshana has already answered this question for the one who asked it, as well as for you and anyone else that has a similar type of question here. It is all about various parts of you that have been over many, many, many lifetimes that are connecting, or you are beginning to remember those connections. So it is very much easier for the one that is receiving this or remembering these things to do it in the dream state, because it is not quite so jarring to them. But eventually you will begin to have these memories, these remembering come to you in your waking state as well. But you will be ready.
Thank you.
Yes. Shoshana,
that's
do you have
crystal
anything
clear.
We do not know if there is more here to add to this. Do you wish for additional perspective, or was your question answered, dear sister?
I believe it was. It felt like more of just me remembering as I go through the ascension process, but it's become so intense now. It's like the entire night I'm in one location going through, you know, a lifetime. And just wondered if it was something else, but I think I know I understand now. So thank you so much.
Yes, namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions before we release Cal?
I have a question.
Yes.
When we talk about the movie, I'm kind of trying to wrap my head around this, but when we talk about the movie that's playing out, we look across all the sort of the chaos that's happening across the planet. How much of this is actually real time, and how much of it is already like what's being shared with us as part of this movie script? Has it all already transpired, like 90% of it? Or I don't know if you can give a percentage, but is any of this actually real time, or was this, you know, are all the bad guys already gone and we're just watching the outplay of this to wake up humanity?
We would say here, much as you say here, you are seeing the outcome of what has already occurred in many respects here. But that is when you look at your time frame. If you look at it outside of time, then it is very much as you are saying, again, it has already happened, and you are just playing out the remainder. That is why we can say without any doubt that the cabal, the deep state, your dark forces have already failed. You, as the white forces or the light forces, have already succeeded here. That is why we can say that, you see. But it has to play out in your time frame.
Right.
See?
Exactly. Yeah, my second part of that question. Oh, go ahead.
Yes. Second part, yes?
Second part was, you know, Cobra reports on more the galactic level, what's happening, you know, at the higher realms and the war with the Chimera and the war with, you know, the higher level war. But if that's already done, I would imagine that Cobra is also reporting something that's basically already happened. And I was just trying, because we've said that in the higher realms, this is a done deal. And I firmly 100,000% believe that. I'm just wondering, how do we coincide that with some of the things that like Cobra reports on a higher level? Or is it the same answer? Might be the same answer.
Pretty much, yes, the same answer here. You're just speaking about an individual that has a connection, especially to the Pleiadian forces of light
right
here. And this one brings this information forward to assist mankind, as many would attune to this information as possible, that that you are winning here. That is what he wishes to bring forward here, that you are in the process of winning the battle, winning the war here, you see. So, but again, God is looking in a time frame, your time frame. But in the time frame of higher consciousness, it has already happened. It is already done. It is what you call a done deal here. You see?
Yep. Perfect.
So, Shana,
thank you.
Do you have something you add here?
Well, we have a perspective here.
Yes, I would love you to share.
Thank you, dear brother. Dear brother, what our perspective is here is that, first of all, your comprehension of the things that are going on in your world are mostly beyond most others that comprehend it differently. But the goal of the narrative that's being given, even though it has transpired, is to shift the consciousness of as many as they can to get off the timeline that they're on and to shift to the negative timeline. So you will hear all of these things occurring. And the goal of the cabals of the world, the evil dark side, is to shift the timeline again. It is a timeline war. So that, for example, one that is moving to the light, that is moving on the path of ascension, hears something negative or continues to hear the negative narrative, they're attempting to snatch that one off the timeline of perfection to the timeline of the darkness once again. So it is important, it is extremely important that those that hear these things, that are fearful of these things, do not pay attention. Because if you are on the timeline of ascension, the timeline of unconditional love, the timeline of light and perfection, you must not engage with all of these other things that are occurring, as it will could shift your timeline back.
Back. And that's exactly what I was trying to get at. So thank you for getting behind the question of the question, or what I was trying to actually get at, which is we basically should ignore most of what's going on now.
Yes.
So we don't get snagged and we don't fall into fear and we don't slip back from the path we're already on. Thank you very much.
Yes, that is perfect. Thank you, dear brother. Namaste.
Very good. Then we need to end for this time. Before we do, though, there is one email question which we wish to address here. And the question, though, is about a particular society that has begun to form in terms of a plan that they are putting together. We will not speak about which one this is. But we will say in general here, there are various plans that are being put forth through this transition that you are in to bring you into a new level of consciousness, a new level of understanding, and ways to go about working within your world, within your time frames, and all of these things that are going on. So we will say here that this one that has been spoken of is in this process, as others are as well. Many are in the works here to change the society that you are in into a more unified society, coming together and in various ways bringing forward ideals of love and peace and oneness. To the ones that are ready for this and to join this process. That is all we can say on this. We cannot speak about this specific organization that is coming together, but the one who has asked this question will know from this. That is all. Shoshana, do you have a closing message here?
We do not.
No closing message.
No, we do not.
Very good. Then we just simply say, as Ashtar has given here, and we wish to reiterate this, have much hope as you continue to move through this transition that you are in now. and has already been said, stay on the timeline that you have created here as a collective together, more and more into the light. And don't let yourself be taken back or drawn back into the various shenanigans of the dark forces, which are attempting to bring as many back to their timeline as they can. Shanti, peace be with you.
Peace be with you.